But the truth is, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And that's what we've been talking about. So if you know the truth, if you know, okay, Lord, I see now that I am not this person with this rage. I see now that that was planted in me by the enemy, by the circumstances he set up. Especially if you can see when the first time was. A lot of times, if you can see when that thing got in, then God will come into that and take it out. So let me do this first. Let's pray. Does everybody understand the provoking thing? Now, how many in here thinks that maybe they've provoked people? You know what? If you have control, a lot of times you provoke people. If you have this tough guy kind of thing, you'll provoke people. It's just a coping mechanism to try to get along. Now, sometimes we can do a corporate inner healing. And sometimes God might give you something real specific to come and talk to me about. That's cool. Or Karen or anybody else. It doesn't have to be me. Just somebody who knows God's anointed. I don't think provoking. Let me say this. If you're a father and you really provoke, okay, I'm talking about you scream and yell at your kids. You criticize your kids. And we're talking about, like this scripture says, fathers don't do this. If you do it that way, if you've taken that on, or if you've judged a parent who did that, which could make you do that. Okay, maybe you don't have children yet. We want to renounce that. So let's do the provoking thing first. We'll renounce it right here, and then anybody who wants to get prayed for, we'll pray for back there. And it is a little weird if you've never been around people falling out. It's, we catch them, they don't get hurt. If they do, we believe in healing, and that works. And so, you know, it all goes okay. So anyway, and it's very biblical. You know, Jesus was so powerful. He walked up to the guys and they all fell down. He's like, oh, excuse me. You guys want to get back up? All right. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for allowing the enemy to use me to stir other people up, to try to get them to react. Lord, people are supposed to be led by you. You're supposed to be in charge, not me. I want nothing to do with the spirit that would provoke others. Father, forgive me for provoking my children, giving them the wrong idea about you, opening them up for rage, giving them a foothold, giving the devil a foothold. God, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to heal my kids and set them free. Set me free from being a part of this cycle. Father, I forgive anyone who provoked me, especially my father or my mother. Lord, they didn't know. So I can separate them from that spirit that hurt me. And Father, forgive me for not honoring them because of how the devil set this up. Father, I choose to honor them because they represent you. And if they don't live up to that, that's between you and them. But I'm to honor and obey them as unto the Lord. And I break the power of an early death from not being obedient to your word. Phew, I feel that one. And right now I cancel the assignments against my life, against a long life that were sent because I was disobedient to your word. And I thank you, Lord, that you let us repent and you break the power of the schemes of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, rage is a very serious, serious spirit. Everyone who's in jail for a violent crime have this devil. And they'll never change with rehab till they get free. Now, what we want to do is where we felt it wasn't fair and where we couldn't express our anger, where we didn't know how to take it to God and not sin with it, where we didn't know how to forgive, where we didn't know how to separate what was being said to us as not really being about us, okay? A lot of rage comes in because you buy what the enemy is saying to you about you, okay? Remember, you are made in the image and the likeness of God, all right? You are made in his image and in his likeness. He made you wonderful, the Bible says. He has awesome plans for you. And it's Satan who is full of rage and hatred and anger. It's not you. Okay? You are not that spirit that the devil put in you. And you have to first right now see yourself separate from this. I want you to see yourself separate from this. I want you to see that you are not that temper. You are not that temper tantrum. You are not that anger. You are not that hatred. That is not you. That is a demon who came in you because you gave it a foothold, because you didn't know God. You didn't know how to handle any of this. But now you do. Is there anyone here standing in this line who doesn't know now, if I'm provoked, if I'm hurt, I will take it to God. And if God tells me to confront somebody, I'll confront them. If God tells me to write a letter to them, if God tells me just to forgive them, whatever it is, from now on, God, you and I are going to come together when anger hits and when these things hit, when I get hurt, and you are going to give me instruction and I'm going to follow it. I'm going to do what you want me to do, and I'm not going to be full of rage anymore. Okay? Does everybody agree with that? Because there's no sense getting healed. It'll be 7 times worse if you take it back and you're not willing to bring Christ into it. You will have things happen that will make you angry. But the Bible says, sin not in it. Take it to God. Separate the person from the spirit that hurt you. Forgive the person. Do warfare against the spirit, or send it to the pit, or whatever you want to do to it in Jesus' name, and get free. Ask God to heal any hurts. Ask God to heal any attacks that came with words. Ask Him to heal your heart. Ask Him to be in charge. Okay? If you have a control spirit here, or spirit of intellect, any gatekeeper, and we can't get to it tonight, don't go and say, this didn't work. Go and say, I'm getting those tapes and I'm getting totally free. But if you know, God, you're in charge of my spirit, man, this thing is at the surface, it's ready to come up, and I'm not going to keep it anymore. I'm ready to be totally free. I'm not going to be angry. People can't hurt me anymore. God, people can say mean things, but it's the devil doing it, and I'm taking it to you. And God, I'm going to be like you. I am not going to be who the devil made me to be. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that God is love and that you live inside of me. And my very essence is love. And Satan is a liar. I am not full of hate, bitterness, and anger. That's who I was before. But now I'm a new creation in Christ. And these other spirits have to go. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. Love is in me because the Holy Spirit's in me. Hate is a fruit of the devil's spirit. And the devil's spirit's got to go. The spirit of rage has to go. Whew. I'm putting it off right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I no longer have jealousy or envy. Are those things that causes the enemy to put rage in my heart? Father, I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me. They're just a victim of the devil, just like I've been a victim. Father, I forgive myself for how the enemy used me to hurt other people, to hurt people I love. Father, I truly forgive myself. Thank you for your blood that covers me. Father, heal anyone that these spirits in me hurt. I know you will heal them. I know you'll save them. I know you'll turn this to good. So I can trust you with it. There's no condemnation in Christ. There's freedom in you, Lord. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm ready to be free. Father, here's that box. I don't want it anymore. The devil lied to me. He came in and he told me I could do nothing with my anger. He told me I had to keep it. He told me he'd hide it for me. I don't want anything to do with him. Father, I could have brought it to you. I could have talked about it. I could have worked it out. I just didn't know. I bought the lie of the enemy. I bought into his box. I bought his rage. I put him in control of my emotions. And then I put control in front of it. So no one could see this emotion. Tonight I renounce this control and this gatekeeper. I want you in charge, God. I want you in charge of my emotions. I want my emotions for your glory. I want to be able to love people. I want to be able to have joy. Lord, I want to be able to weep when it's appropriate to weep. I want the full range of my emotions. Shoo. To worship you. To love you. To love other people. Forgive me. We're putting my emotions under the control of the enemy. Has hurt people. I want him completely out of the situation. He has no authority in my life. I belong to Jesus Christ. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Now right now I see the Lord walking up to each of you. And I see a box like where you're, like if you're holding your hands, hold your hand like on your stomach with your other hand over it, kind of like I'm doing. This is just what I'm seeing. And I want you, when I come up to pray for you, I want you to hand that box to the Lord. And the Lord's going to take that anger. He's going to take that devil out and he's going to bring healing and he's going to bring wholeness. Whew. I want you to see if there's a specific situation, Lord, that's in their minds that's hurting them right now, where this got in or something very traumatic, Lord, I ask you to take them to that place right now. And when they see that anger and they see themselves as that child who's hurt, when they see that, Lord, let them see you walk up to them. Whew. And Lord, they're going to hand it to you. And Lord, this is going to be their new way of coping. You are their coping, Lord, because you are the one who is in charge of our emotions. You are the one, Lord, that we can bring our anger to. You are the one that can help us to continue to love and hate the devil, but love people just like you loved us and love us. You hate the sin, but you love us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to play a song. Karen's going to get a song. Now this time, you got a couple things to do here. If there's a specific situation and there's a child stuck there, okay? And some of you know what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. Then I want you to see the Lord walking up to that child who was hurt and scared and feeling like they had no control, feeling like this wasn't fair and taking in this rage. I want you to see the Lord walking in. I want you to see it in your spirit. That's what your imaginations are really for. They're your spirit mind. I want you to see Jesus bending down to that child and saying, it's okay. It's okay to be angry, but it's the devil you're angry at. It's not your mommy. It's not your daddy. It's not your grandma. It's not your teacher. It's not your boss. It's okay to be angry, but be angry at Satan. He is one who's going to be thrown into the pit of hell. But forgive the person. They don't know what they're doing. And here, let me hold you. Let me comfort you. Let me tell you it's a lie. Let me tell you you're not what they're saying you are. Let me tell you that they're hurting right now. But you're who I say you are. You're the apple of my eye. I died for you because I love you so much. You're the one I care about. You're everything. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. Don't listen to the enemy lie. Tell the devil he's going to hell, but let this person go that's hurting you. And let me heal your heart right now. Let me take this anger. I want you literally to see yourself giving this to God. Either give him the whole thing, or if he gives you one experience, go back to it, okay? This is powerful. I feel the presence of God. Awesome. Yay, God. All right, go ahead and play the song. If you want to be prayed for this, put your hands out. I want you to take your hand and put it against your stomach with the other hand over it. I don't know why I keep seeing that. But when I get to you, I want you not to see me. Don't even open your eyes. I want you to see the Lord there. And I want you to move that hand. That represents the control who's been holding it back. And then hand it to the Lord. And he's going to break the yokes of both. All right?
Dressed in the finest linen, holy purity, my Lord.
Completely free. Let go of the control. Let go of the control. Lord, healing. Healing where he's been insulted and teased. Because of our broken people, we're not understanding.